AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Airports in New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago are among 40 of the busiest across the U.S., where flights will be cut starting tomorrow due to the government shutdown. That's according to a list distributed to the airlines and obtained by the AP. The cuts come as the government shutdown reaches a new record, 37 days. This is Washington Democrat Pramila Jayapal in the House.
That is 37 days that air traffic controllers and TSA agents have gone without a paycheck. It's 37 days that Trump has been inflicting, quote, maximum pain on the American people. That's what he said he wanted to do. 37 days of fear, uncertainty, and chaos for people across this country.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says their stand has not changed.
Republicans feel very helpless about the situation because, as we've noted, there is really nothing for us to negotiate. We sent them a clean CR, as you know, back in September 19th, we passed it out of the House. It feels like a lifetime ago.
Democrats are holding firm on an extension of health care tax credits. President Trump wants to reopen the government first. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she will not run for another term next year. Pelosi spoke to the people of the city she represents.
San Francisco, know your power. We have made history. We have made progress. We have always led the way. And now we must continue to do so by remaining full participants in our democracy and fighting for the American ideals we hold dear.
Israeli authorities identified the latest remains of hostages that Hamas handed over as belonging to a Tanzanian agricultural student. A federal appeals court has given new life to President Trump's bid to erase his New York hush money conviction. A three-judge panel ordered a lower court to reconsider its decision to keep the Trump case in state court instead of moving it to federal court. This is AP News. Dallas Cowboys defensive lineman Marshawn Nealand has died.
He was 24. The Cowboys say Nealand died overnight. There were no other details on his death. His agent, Jonathan Pursley, asked for privacy. Nealand spoke to reporters before the season after the trade of star teammate Micah Parsons.
All of us gets that, you know, opportunity to go out there and prove like, yeah, we're great too.
A second-round draft pick in 2024, Nealand had his first career sack in this year's season opener against Philadelphia. In Monday's game against Arizona, he recovered a blocked punt for his first career touchdown. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Police near Dallas say they're investigating his death as a possible suicide. The Indianapolis Colts say newly acquired cornerback Sauce Gardner has cleared the concussion protocol and is expected to play Sunday against the Atlanta Falcons in Berlin. More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.